Hi, my name is Mata. And people will be like, what? And then I'm like, my name is Mata. And then it's like, come again? Mata. And then after that, then it's like, oh, okay. And then what was the other part? And so there's usually like a pause and then a deep breath and then a... Hi, my name is Matla Mutsisimang.
Say it one more time.
Matla Mutsisimang.
What language is that?
It's Setswana.
And where are you from?
I'm from Botswana.
Can anyone here pronounce it?
No. In my name, there's a click, and it's a very sharp click. So it's ma. Ah, and then when you put it together, it's ma-ta. And so usually when I'm teaching people, they get the ma part correctly, because you know mama and things like that. But then the click, that's always the difficult part, and then people end up adding extra letters, and then it starts to get distorted. And so I've heard people go, mwah, which in my language is something that you'd say to a base animal. Like if you're kicking a stray dog outside of your yard, or it's like the swear word, you know, that one, the F that you shouldn't really say to people. And so when people are pronouncing my name, most of the time they're swearing at me constantly trying to do the click. Ma, ah, that's my name. And then ma, mwah, that's you swearing at me in the process. It's not frustrating because I understand that it's a different way of shaping your mouth and the sound is very different and you're not accustomed to saying it. And so I don't expect people to pronounce it properly. For me, my hope is that you don't make fun of my name. Like when you're trying to pronounce it, like add extra clicks or mwah, because sometimes I've had people do that, which is not... It's not very nice, because at a certain point I miss my language and I miss home. Before, I was actually trying to decide whether I would pronounce it differently for other people, like something that was very easy, but then I got to a point where I embrace the difficulty of my name, and so now I just laugh it off. And so I pronounce my name properly because it's my name, and that's the essence of it. It's what makes me me, and it's that little unique part of it that makes the name beautiful, and it has a cadence to it. And so I stopped trying to accommodate for other people. I went through a time where it lost myself because I wasn't practicing my language and I had very few people to do that with. And so it became a case of, well, who am I here and what does it mean to be here and be who I am? Here you're encouraged to be assertive. You should say what's on your mind and, you know, go for it. My name means power and strength. As much as I laugh about it, I actually want people to want to be taught, because that means that you're taking an interest in me and in the uniqueness of my name.
Okay, do you mind teaching me then?
Sure. Okay, so the first part is ma.
Ma.
And the next part... Okay.
That's where it gets hard.
Yeah, so it's a... T- What you want to do is you want to place the front part of your tongue at the tip, at the top, right behind your teeth, and then close off one side of your mouth, like with your tongue pressing up, and then you're going to push out air. Okay, sharper. Okay. Okay, we'll try a different way. Yeah, that was good. Do it again. Yes. Okay, now remove the S and go. Yeah, that was better.
Is that it?
It was better.
Okay, it still doesn't feel quite right.
Okay, so ma, a.
Ma, a. I'll have to practice.
Yeah, but that was really good though. You're like halfway there. You just have to make it sharper and then you're good to go.
This story was produced by students from Now Hear This. You can find more stories at our website, nowhearthis.org. And we want to know, did you love it? Hate it? Do you want to know more? We want your feedback. Send us an email at nht@ripr to let us know what you think. That's nht@ripr.org.